back in the area monitoring Delta if he can be in the system.
Sure can. Send him on up Delta 3.
Okay, he's monitoring Delta at this time.
Okay. And we are taking some ground fire on the low passes, over. And at present, as I say again, we're working the Bravo man.
Okay, Bravo, I'm heading back towards the west. I'm going to gun my engine again.
Over.
Okay,
ready for that south ridge.
Okay, Don, I suggest we move the jollies in a little closer, go for the pickup. I don't think it's that bad a ground fire, just small arms.
Okay, stand by one. Let's go ahead and make a couple passes and see where this fire's coming from, and then we'll move them in.
Roger that.
Let's go 04, this is Sandy 1. We're going to put a little ordnance down to the west of you. I want you to keep calling us if we take ground fire, all right?
Roger that.
Okay.
Okay, what do you want, Don? CBU?
Roger, copy that, 04. A little straight first, as well as they do, I won't shoot at
them. Roger that, and you have me inside?
Yeah, I'm behind you, go ahead.
Okay.
Did you copy that bandit call?
Got some problems with his airplane, I gotta check him over.
Well, just put on anything you want, I'm on the south end of that, west end of that south ridge.
Okay, okay.
There you have the glove.
Okay, we're going down.
Okay, Don, the light's gone out. The light has gone out, over.
Hey, if something wrong, no, Just over good. All other indications good?
Everything looks normal.
060.
Okay, Don, I think we can go for it. This is just small arms. We can move him in along the ridge line.
That village up there is east of this position.
Say again, over.
Bravo, Laredo 17, how do you read?
17,
okay, we're going to have to work over the valley and smoke off that village that's up to the north of it.
Roger that, and I suggest we drop a safe Willy Pete up on one of these ridges before we forget where he is.
Okay, why don't you do that, because you have a better fix on his position than I do.
Roger that.
Into the valley that DT is talking about. You give me correction and I'll put some ordnance in on.
1.9, 1.1.
The valley that Raph has come out of runs east and west, and I'm on the south ridge on the west.
Kilo Radar 17, we got Sandy 2. He's going to put down a safe smoke. That'll mark the survivor's position. We're working into this valley. Can you hold on just for a minute?
Roger, I've got plenty of time. I've got 600 rounds of 20 millimeter. We have a flight coming in with CBU 49.
Okay, copy that. We got this village up here that we'd like to put some down near that village on the 49 and also the valley.
Roger, is there a fairly big valley that runs about 150330?
That's firm.
There's a little valley that runs up almost east and west, and there's a south ridge line on the west side, on the west end of it.
Okay, stand by. Icebag 04, this is Sandy 2. I'm going to make a pass over you. You let me know when I'm over your position.
Nail 32 or Nail 39, Sandy 1.
Roger, this is Nail 39. Go ahead, Sandy 1.
Okay, you all still at Charlie?
Nail 17, Dwell.
Roger, Dwell.
Okay, get off.
Position.
Roger,
Roger, we'll take the right coordinates.
Whole area where they are, I can bring them in back to that.
Okay, we don't want to bring them in,
Okay, let me know.
With an F4, the TV area.
About 10 miles from me, he was coming out this area.
There. 17, cancel that. Dwell's 80 out.
Okay,
Roger, understand.
Okay, let me get a big picture on it, and my sump line just came on again. On that path, and I'll keep monitoring my entrance. Nothing else looks bad. Over.
Yeah, I think you better start heading back out to the west there.
Okay, let me make one more pass down, and you watch my position, and we'll have a good mark on that we can pick him up.
Yeah, I've lost sight of you.
Okay, I'm back at your 8 o'clock. Okay, you have the Willie Beats smoke almost due west. Due west.
The rest of the smoke is a survivor?
Roger, you have me inside. I'm rolling in.
120300. 120300, they're shooting at you now. And you're just a little to the north of me now. I'm right off your right wing.
Okay, apparently he's a little bit south of where I thought. Okay, you copy that? Let me drop another one in there.
Yeah. I can't see it. That's the north ridge that Alpha was on.
How's the airplane?
Sandy, I think if you go on a heading of about 150 from your smoke, there's a ridge line that makes a Y with a tail that curves off to the east. I think that is him.
Okay, copy that.
Got a big ball down on the east end of it, a big ball down on the east end of it.
Okay, babes, let me know. I'm coming in. Let me know if they're shooting.
Turn left. You're too far to the west now. Okay, you're coming in good. You're coming in good. You're just a little south of me. Right on the map.
Okay, 04, Sandy, what's coming the same way? Give me a call.
Go ahead, man. it makes. Okay, what's your position?
6 o'clock, see you.
How far?
1,000 feet.
The MiGs are?
Before you pull back, because they'll be up here on me otherwise.
Sandy 1-2 Fox, say again your position.
I'm just at your 7 o'clock, correction, 5 o'clock, about 1,000 feet.
Okay, I thought you said the MiGs were there. I'm sorry, I got you in sight. And apparently my other Willie Pete didn't fall off or it didn't dud, and you have a position, don't you, Don?
A pretty good position.
Okay, let's get him out of here.
Four, there was in the area.
Say again.
On now. This is a call sign in the F4 that's in the area.
Okay, that is Laredo 17.
Blue Bandit, Bullseye, 180-20, C340, Angels Unknown, time 0416, hotel out.
Laredo, this is Sandy 1.
That's hot, that's
hello, Sandy. Okay, Dave, make a call. Did you catch that?
Yeah, we don't have we have unknown bandits. Okay. We can't find them on radar. We don't have King, Sandy 2.
D-0.
4-0, King is directing us to pull back a little bit to the west.
Okay, let's hold on
stay with the
second
survivor for a while. Work that valley, just,
okay, you want everybody to come to the west, then?
We'll be holding and waiting to come back in.
King, Sandy 02, over.
Okay.
King, just go again. Sandy 2 is calling you on this ring.
Hello, King, that's a Neo 39. Relayed to Sandy 2 for you. How do you rate 39 on Victor?
Rock, go ahead, 39.
Roger, do you want the Sandy to move out to the west? Is that affirmative?
That's Charlie. The last call was a bandit 180 for 20 off of Bullseye hit.
Roger, relay, break. Did you copy Sandy?
Roger that. We copied. We're moving.
Okay, this is Sandy 1. I copied that. We have it, had his position pretty good. The male had it. I hope he passed it to 39.
Roger, you copy the bandit calls?
Copy the bandit calls.
Roger, we're
in
position that we pull back to
Sandy 1, 2 Fox.
Go back to the tank and see if you can top off.
Roger, Sandy 1, 2 Fox Mike.
I'm up Fox Mike, go ahead, 2.
Okay, was that a nail that was overhead, or was that the Laredo FAC? I don't think it was a nail, was it?
We had a Laredo FAC overhead. He has to go back and hit the tank.
Okay, I don't think the nail got the good position, did he?
Got the general location. I think I can spot it again from back there.
Okay, that Willie Pete should last. I'd sure like to see that guy get out. I don't think I ought to go back in, though. My sunlight's not on now, but it comes on all the passes.
Come to the west immediately. Yeah, copy that.
Cut me off, too.
Sandy 3, 1 Fox.
Say again, the frequency you're on, Sandy 1.
Hey, Roger Wyman, sorry, I'm on Victor.
Okay, what you need?
Okay, Sandy 2's been having some problems with the sump light, intermittent sump light. We're westerly, heading west now for the SAM calls. When we get back to the area, as soon as King lets us back in, I'd like to show you where it is. And then the three of us can work it. If we can leave a nail with the jollies, they can direct him into the area. I think we've got to send 2 home.
Heading okay. Blue bandit. Squid.
Okay, Don, we better take it down. We got MiG calls all over the area.
Area on a heading of 245 Leo Leo.
Brick down
Sandy
low,
1, Sandy 3, low,
Victor,
heading 24.
Roger 2, Sandy 1 copies. Let's break down low and let's stay south of this river in front of us here.
40 Leo Leo.
Okay, and you want me to stay in the lead, man?
Chasing you, trying to catch you. You're going too fast, but let's stay to the left of this river. Left of this river.
Okay, I was trying to monitor my instruments. If you go ahead and take the lead if you want it.
Okay, Sandy 3, this is Sandy 1 on Victor. You're coming through real weak. We're down low, Dave. We're down low.
Officer Sandy 1, this is Sandy 4. He said the heading 240. I'll make it quick.
Sandy 3. 250. Time
Frisco, Charlie 5-6, you want
92 is what you want?
Go ahead, one.
Okay, yeah, you still got me in sight.
I'm under that, I got you in sight.
We'll work our way along this river back to the area, Texaco Center.
Okay, you think you can find it again?
No, Waves, I'll sure give it a try.
Alright, good luck, son.
Sandy 1, this is Neo 39. The bandits are moving back east.
I understand the bandits are moving east. Are we cleared back in the area?
Negative, negative.
Alright, we're still heading west.
And Disco Neo 39. Alright, Roger. Let us know as soon as we can clear the Sandys back in.
Roger that, sir. Okay, we're taking ground fire down here, too.
What's the position? What's the position?
I saw it coming from 12 o'clock, just a few tracers.
You want me to put some in there?
See where it's coming from, I'll go ahead and put a little straight down.
Okay, I'm in out with some rockets.
I didn't catch Disco. I heard Motel in there south and east of where they were.
Okay, Don, I put down a couple of Willie Beats in there, so we should be able to spot that area again.
Willie Beats, rockets or bombs?
Oh, rockets.
Yeah, 73, Nail 39.
And check your center line, too.
Roger, I still got gas in it.
Go ahead, Nail 39.
That was Texaco.
Okay, I copy that.
Sandy 3, Nail 39, Victor.
Yes, go ahead, Sandy, or Nail 39.
Roger, I pressed out about 20 miles.
And what's your analysis of the situation now, Don? You think we can have, you're going to have enough gas to get back in there and show them where it is?
Do you still
we
have
show them where it is. I think we can smoke off that village.
No, Don, it's general admission. I can take you into that.
Do it.
Okay, you think you're going to have enough gas, babe?
No, I'm watching it pretty close.
What you got? I got 2300.
I've got 18 right now, and I'll go to 15.
Okay, if they don't drive us too far out here, I'll go back in. My sump lights off, and I've got all normal indications.
Okay, let me relay to 3.
Copy 240.
Sandy 3, Sandy 3, Sandy 1, Victor.
Sandy
1, Sandy 4. Okay, 4. Sandy 1 is getting pretty tight on gas here. I'm approaching Bingo pretty quick. As soon as King clears us back in, I'd like to show you two where it is, give you my analysis. There's a village that we have to smoke off, and there's a valley that we have to put some CBU in. But all the ground fire was coming from one small spot, and I think we can get this guy out.
Okay, sounds good. We'll work it.
Okay, we're still working our way west. Break, Disco, Sandy 1.
Hello, for sure, this is Sandy 4, relaying to Sandy 1.
Disco, Sandy 02, are you up, over?
Hello, Sandy 1, this is 4.
Okay, I just wanted vectors to you guys, so I'm following the river. I think we're about back in the area.
Okay, let's go on the asking for vectors.
You still with me? Sandy 2, Sandy 1, Fox.
Go. Go ahead.
You still with me?
Yeah, right to that, I'm behind you.
Sandy, did you copy Sandy 1 and 2? You pick up a heading of 240 LL.
Whoever's talking, we're heading 240.
You're heading 240.
Okay, what's the status of the bandit calls?
Sandy's 1 and 2 are 240, heading 240. And Sandy 4, Sandy 1. Okay, what's the reason we got more bandits?
Still got him in the area. Maintain 240.
Okay, we're working our way back towards you. Okay, that's Jake going over this village here too.
Don, it seems to me if we have the jollies come in on this ridgeline that we're paralleling here, the one to the north, that would more or less lead right into the area.
Looks like it to me too. It seems like it runs right down that way.
I thought our friends should be out here someplace. I don't see them though.
Here's the fork in the river and road, I think, isn't it right here?
Sandy 1 says he's approaching Bingo real quick. Sandy 1, 2, Victor.
Go ahead, 2.
Okay, I'm talking to 3 and 4 on their Fox. Might work better. Come on up there. We can at least have something discreet between us.
Okay, stand by.
Sandy 1, Neil 39.
Uniform.
Neil
39, Sandy
1,
go.
Roger, I trust your words, King. I got the request up and they understand you're approaching Bingo.
Yeah, pretty fast. And how about give me another vector? I'm holding down.
5-6, go.
Sandy 1.
Roger, we'll whip you up in 1 minute.
Roger,
I'll be about 40. Turn heading 220. 220.
Copy.
And I'm about 57 to 58 miles southeast of, southwest of the far area.
Copy.
Approximately 40 minutes ETA, and I think it'll be about, well, we're already heading back, so it's in a...
Sandy 2, Sandy 1, Fox 5.
I'll run it out of clearance
in 2 hours.
Hey, Sandy 3, Sandy 1, Fox.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, this is Sandy 3.
Okay, Dave, so how high are you guys opening?
D1, Neil 39. How about squawking air to air on 96?
Okay, we're...
Okay, I don't have that capability.
Going over the mountain.
All right, Roger, I understand. Thank you. Okay, 3, we're coming your way, I think. I've been talking to the mail and been getting vectors from him.
Okay.
This looks about like the area where we came in.
Okay.
Okay, you're coming through, Frozen.
I think they're gone 20 minutes after you did, 25 minutes. I don't think they're in there.
Yeah, you read them too.
Standby 1. Sandy 3, say again for Sandy 1,
please. Hey, I don't think I have enough gas to go back in there, babe.
Okay, what you got now?
Hey, I got about 2,600 pounds.
Yeah, it depends on how long they keep us out here. If it's going to be a while, you won't.
Hey, the Jolly's got to refuel at noon.
Okay, looks like we're gonna have to draw back and regroup. Sandy 1, you copy this?
Got it all out. All that, I'm not gonna be able to make it back in either. I'm at 1650 now, so I'm gonna have to press on home real quick here.
Okay, Don, it might be a good idea to just punch out the tanks right now.
Roger, sir. Okay, that's the Bravo.
I'm gonna go to Bravo
and
Alpha so I can hit my crossing point, Dad. Okay, bring me in on a line between Bravo and Alpha, straight line.
245. Some pads off.
That'll get me back on to the line between Bravo and Alpha. Is that a firm on income 245? Okay.
And I think 39. Mail 39.
Roger.
Sandy 1. Uniform.
Okay, go ahead, Disco, Sandy 3.
Sandy 1, 39 here, you copy Bennett's call, they were east and north of Bullseye going north.
Negative, I didn't hear that.
Roger, east and north of Bullseye going north.
Well, I've got two jollies with
me. And I'm talking to King, see if we can get you in there real quick. I can take Sandy 3 and 4 in there if they need to.
Okay, Neil, I'm not going to be able to make it back to the area. I'm right on Bingo right now.
Roger that, do RTB and then break.
Roger.
taking up an RTB, and Sandy 1 and 2 are working in the area now.
Let's go ahead and climb, get talking with Disco. I think we've got an RTB.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea, Don.
Push it up and climb a little bit. Hello, Disco, Disco, Sandy 1.
Okay, Roger, I just want to make sure where you are and you're okay. As soon as back to the refuel.
Just go Sandy 01
up there. 9 and 10 coming up there.
Roger, 9 and 10 are coming up, and Jolly mark this spot. There's a helicopter on the ground. Jolly mark.
6 copy.
You got him inside, he's right under you.
Okay,
wait a minute, never mind.
Neo 39 is gone.
Go ahead, just go on Neo 39.
Okay, so what are your intentions right now?
Okay, yeah, we're going to hold down here to the west of the area about as far as we can, and until we get cleared in. And then we got another, I'd say, about another 35 minutes.
He's going to bring you right into an SOA. I suggest you come to about a 270. 270 heading, sir.
Roger, heading 270.
Neo 39.
93, King 27.
Go ahead, King. Roger, understand for Sandy 3 on 1, to go to 123.1. Sandy 4, let's go 123.1.
Sandy 4, copy. Disco, Sandy 01.
San Francisco, Jolly Green, 5-6.